Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
matter what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise is to our God. Amen. Everywhere to worship on one accord. We thank God on today for his word, for God's promises, a yes and amen. As we're still in the continuation of praying God's promises, but taking a look at what the Bible says according to God's promises, which has not changed, which will never change, amen. Though we may change, God's promises is yes and amen. So let us pray as we enter into our study on tonight. I pray you all can hear me well. If you're having any problems, hear me. Press 1 so I can make an adjustment. Again, we thank God on tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for this set time that you've allowed us to come together once again so that we can receive from you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you will open up the channels of our spirit right now that we may receive from you great and mighty. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, even in this Bible study on tonight. So right now, the power and authority that God has given us, we come against and we rebuke and cast out and command every evil spirit, every lurking spirit of the evil one, every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, every spirit of distraction, frustration, procrastination, stagnation, or limitation, every spirit of destruction, every spirit of addiction, death, pain, ache, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses, known or unknown to men, every spirit of oppression and depression, fear, worry, and pride. Hallelujah. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we humble ourselves right now that we may be delivered from all that's not of you and forgiven in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, by faith, we decree and declare deliverance on this line tonight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everywhere where the enemy has vacated, Lord, that you will fill us with our spirit. Amen. To overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we bless your name. We decree and declare victory over this line on tonight and all that's on the line that has an ear to hear and a heart to receive. Amen. We decree and declare victory over our finances. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, over our marriages, our relationships, amen, over our homes and our workplaces, our businesses, amen, all that we have in the ministry, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, fill us with our joy, unspeakable joy, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for those, oh God, that mourn on today that have lost a loved one, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that your joy come, oh God. We call upon you, God, of our comfort, God, of our hope, that you will restore the hope and comfort those that are mourning at this time in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray on tonight, oh God, that you will heal the land, amen, in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, because we know that you are able to do all things but fail. So we surrender all things into your hand, oh God. For your word says, cast our cares upon you, for you care. So we give it all over to you right now. And we take the yoke of Jesus, which is easy, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we ask, oh God, that you will search our hearts, oh God, search our spirit on today. If you find any wicked way in us, oh God, let it be exposed right now. And let it be taken out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of anger, rage, and wrath. We come against a spirit of resentment and bitterness right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ right now, and our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we give it all over to you now and for eternity, for all belongs to you, for all is in your hands. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you're always with us, it works, and that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you. We realize, hallelujah, that it's nothing that we have done for the love that you have given us. For your word said that you loved us first, that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. And we thank you for new mercies and new grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you receive that prayer, may it be unto you according to your faith. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm so grateful to be here on tonight once again, to be before God's children, to be before you. I thank you that you don't find it robbery to be here on tonight. Amen. I know that God is doing a new thing in the life of his children. And I pray that you are open to receive the new. Amen. To walk into your newness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And before I forget, I want to make sure I remind you all, on this upcoming Sunday, I'll be preaching at another church. So I'm not sure if Pastor Manning will be going or if he'll be at the 10. I know definitely at the 2 o'clock. So look out for a message from us to let you know. But I know this Sunday at 10 a.m. I will be preaching at Solid Rock Full Gospel Church here in Houston, Texas, as an invited pastor to come preach. So I'll be with them on this Sunday, upcoming Sunday morning. Glory to God. I thank God for using me. And I'm just excited about what God is doing in this season, and standing on the promises of God, as we are talking about tonight in our Bible study, praying the promises of God. But how do we pray the promises of God unless we know the promises of God? Amen. And then we can stand on the promises of God. So God, you said in your word, amen. And so in order for us to do that, we have to know what God's promises are and what God has said, amen, to his children, to those who believe, to all that have received Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So first of all, I want to start out in the book of Romans. I know we closed out last Tuesday, if my mind serves me right, with you are an heir of God. So understand that you are an heir to God. You are God's heir. So when we look in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 16 through 17, and I'm going to read from both the Message Bible, this particular scripture, and I'm going to read from the New King James Version, okay? So the New King James Version says in Romans chapter 8, verse 16 through 17, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. The Message Bible says, God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who he is, and we know who we are, father and children. And we know we are going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. Amen. So when we look at these two scriptures, this is the promises of God here. So when we look at these two scriptures in verse 16 and 17, and 17 in particular, there is a price for being identified with Jesus. Let's understand that. See, along with the great treasures, but Apostle Paul mentions the suffering that Christians must face. What kinds of sufferings are we to endure? For the first century believers, there was economic and social persecution, and some even faced death, and we talked about that. So we, too, must pay a price for following Jesus. So in many parts of today's world, Christians face pressures just as they did back in Christ's time, back as the first followers of Christ. So even in countries where Christianity is tolerated or encouraged, Christians must not become complacent. So we must not come complacent, church, to live as Jesus did, serving others and giving up one's own rights and resisting pressures to conform to the world. Always exacts a price. So nothing we suffer, however, can compare to the great price that Jesus paid to save us. So we talked about that. We closed out on last Wednesday with this scripture and message from the Bible. Amen. So as we continue on tonight, still standing on the promises of God. Amen. Listening in the jewel box of God's promises, I want us to see this here, is to you is a guarantee of your inheritance. So glistening in the jewel box of God's promises to you is a guarantee of your inheritance. You are an heir of God, amen, a co-heir with Christ. And we see this in Romans 8 and 17. You aren't merely a slave, a servant, or a saint of God. No, you are a child of God. You have legal rights to the family business, hallelujah, and fortune of heaven. Hallelujah. Come on now, church. I want us to understand the will has been executed. The courts have been set aside. Your spiritual account has been funded. Amen. He has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. When you look in Ephesians chapter 1, so we can see it for yourself. And hallelujah. When you look in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. So we look in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. So we see it here in Ephesians chapter 1. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places? It means that in Christ, we have all the blessings of knowing God. Hallelujah. Being chosen for salvation, being adopted as his children, forgiveness, insight, the gifts of the Spirit, power to do God's will. Amen. The hope of living forever with Christ. I want you to understand, you're not doing God's will by your own strength and power, but it's by the power of God. So because we have an intimate relationship with Christ, we can enjoy these blessings right now, right here in the land of the living. The heavenly places means that these blessings are eternal and not temporary. Amen? They're not temporal. The blessings come from Christ's spiritual realm, not the earthly realm of the goodness. Amen? Hallelujah. I want us to understand that people, they worship these different deities and idols. I want you to understand that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we look in the Bible, we can reference this in many parts of the Bible. There are other references to the heavenly realms in this letter here in the book of Ephesians, like chapter 1, verse 20, and chapter 2, verse 6, and 3, and 10. So these passages reveal Christ in his victorious and exalted role as ruler of all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So understand and blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us. Amen. My Lord, my God, and understanding these things and receiving it and decreeing the plan over your life and for your life and your family. How do you see divine resources have been deposited in your heart? You have everything you need to be everything God desires. Need more patience? It's yours. Need more joy? Ask for it. Running low on wisdom? God has plenty. Put in your order. Amen. Put in your order in prayer. Your Father is rich. Yours, our Lord, is the greatest, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours. Hallelujah. Bible says in 1 Chronicles 29:11, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. So you will never exhaust his resources. I want you to say, with man, you may exhaust their resources. Amen. with mankind, but you will never exhaust his resources. Amen. At no time does he have, hallelujah, does he wave away your prayer with, come back tomorrow. I'm too tired. I'm weary. I'm depleted. My Lord, my God, God is affluent, wealthy in love, abundant in hope, overflowing in wisdom. In Christ, you are a new person. You are a new creation. Live like one. It's time for you to live out your inheritance. Amen. Hallelujah. When we stand on the promises of God, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 17, in the NIV says, we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Amen. Galatians 4 and 7 says in the NIV that, so you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. Hallelujah. That's Galatians, if you're writing this down. Galatians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 4. When you decree and declare, Lord, your word, Galatians 4 and 7 says, I'm your child. And I'm a co-heir, so I decree and declare that all that is due to me, because I am a co-heir, I receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That, again, that's the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. And in Hebrews, we go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 12. If you just now getting on the line tonight, we're still in the continuation of praying the promises of God. We're talking about the promises from God right now. So in Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 2, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 2, hallelujah. The Bible says, I'm reading the NIV version, in the past God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets, at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we look at the scripture here in Hebrews chapter 1, 1 through 2, the book of Hebrews describes in detail Jesus Christ not only fulfills the promises and prophecies of the Old Testament, but how Jesus Christ is better than everything in the Jewish system of thought. See, the Jews accepted the Old Testament, but most of them rejected Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah. The recipients of this letter seems to have been Jewish Christians. So they were well-versed in Scripture, and they had professed faith in Christ, whether they whether through doubt, persecution, or false teaching. However, they may have been in danger of giving up their Christian faith and returning to Judaism. So the authorship of this book is uncertain. So several names have been suggested, including Luke, Barnabas, Apollos, Priscilla, and Paul. But most scholars do not believe that Paul was the author, because the writing style of Hebrews is quite different from that of his letters. But in addition, Apostle Paul identified himself in his other letters and appealed to his authority as an apostle. So whereas this writer of Hebrews, who never gives his or her name, appeals to witnesses of Jesus' ministry for authority. So nevertheless, the author of Hebrews evidently knew Apostle Paul well. So the Hebrews was probably written by one of Apostle Paul's close associates who often heard him preach. So God used many approaches to send his messages to people in the Old Testament times. He spoke to Isaiah in visions, to Jacob in dreams, and to Abraham and Moses personally. So Jewish people familiar with these stories would not have found it hard to believe that God was still revealing his will. But it was astonishing for them to think that God had revealed himself by speaking through his Son, Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the fulfillment and culmination of God's revelation through the centuries. So when we know him, we have all we need to be saved from our sin and to have a perfect relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we look at these scriptures, as we're talking about on tonight, the promises of God, understanding what that looks like, what the word of God is saying, how is it speaking to us, you know, in order for us to pray the promises of God to truly be able to do that, we have to know what those promises are. Amen. When we look in the book of First John, okay, I'm going to give you all a chance to get there. When we look at First John chapter 4, and it's going to be verses 16 through 17. First John chapter 4, verse 16 through 17, the Bible says in the New King James Version, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Verse 17 says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. The NIV version said, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. Amen? We are like Jesus. So to understand the scripture a bit more, church, and looking at verse 17, the day of judgment is that time when all people will appear before Christ and be held accountable for their actions. With God living in us through Christ, we have no reason to fear this day, because we have been saved from punishment. Instead, we can look forward to the day of judgment, because it will mean the end of sin and the beginning of a face-to-face relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to open up the lines for any questions or comments at this time. And then we're going to pray a prayer, praying God's promises. Amen. As you know, we're not on Bible study too long. We're just to be able to take in and digest a little bit at a time, because this is a lifestyle. I don't have to try to pile it on, you know, all on you at one time, but just taking step by step, you know, bit by bit, so we can chew it up and digest it and take root, and then we're able to give it to someone else. And so at this time, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. If you have any questions or comments about the lesson on tonight, where we are tonight in our study, please press 1. Please press 1. All right. Okay. We're gonna continue on. We're gonna go ahead. We're gonna pray God's promises. If you would repeat after me, Lord, you are rich in mercy, love, wisdom, and grace. You never run out of these good gifts for your children, and you gave us the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Through him, we get to spend eternity with you, a blessing we do not deserve, nor one we could have ever earned. In spite of your good and gracious gifts, my heart still longs for earthly riches. I seek wealth, success, and security, forgetting that you have already given me everything I need. But God, you have welcomed me into your family. In Christ, I am no longer a slave to the things of this earth that will one day pass away. I am an heir of the gift of eternity, because I am yours. In you, I have an abundance of grace, wisdom, and love, the riches you provide that fulfill every empty place in my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for adopting me as your child. You have given me an inheritance, and I will live freely under the promise of your covering and grace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, we thank you, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we have a, we have someone. Okay, so let Minister Lauren Green has something to say or ask. Welcome, Minister Lauren Green. How you doing? God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. God bless you. I just want to say that Jesus is the unspeakable gift. Amen. We cannot put it into words the magnitude that we can't even comprehend it. You know, it's beyond our comprehension just how much greatest gift that he is to us. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Only through the scriptures, only through the scriptures in our relationship with him can we just comprehend a little bit, you know.
Yes. Yes. Amen. 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 Definitely that. And just, it's just no way you can measure it. No way you can, it's just, you know, it's beyond our human capacity. You know, we can begin to even tap into that. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit that allows us to see him and to guide us. So we thank God for, we thank Jesus, we thank our Heavenly Father for the Holy Spirit, the comforter that guides and that leads us, amen, and reminds us and instructs us in this life that we live. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for your comment on tonight. We're going to wrap up here. And if there's no one else that has any other questions or comments, we're going to close out here. And we'll be back, you know, like I said, in the continuation of this study, little by little, bit by bit, that we can get it and then we can apply it to our daily lives. Amen. And pray the promises of God and standing on it and walking in expectancy, walking expecting, hallelujah, where others around you start asking you, are you expecting something? And they're looking, it'd be a point when you have so much faith, you begin to walk in it, you begin to speak it, and then people may look at you like, oh, he is crazy or she is crazy. That is not going to happen. That's too far off. It can't be. It won't be. I don't even know why you're thinking like that. That's crazy. That's impossible. And then they start watching to see, you know what, maybe I'm just going to watch, maybe the way he's acting, maybe this going to happen. You know, even when Jesus died and he kept telling them he was going to rise again, you can tear this temple down and destroy it. I'm going to build it back up in 3 days. And even the soldiers told the king, hey, we heard them him saying that in 3 days he was going to rise again, and how he was telling his disciples. So even they who didn't believe started to believe. And he sent them to guard the tomb of one that is dead because they didn't want them to go in and remove the body, and then they didn't go talk about it because they heard that he said in 3 days he will rise again. And guess what he did? My Lord, my God. And so having that kind of faith to believe in God will turn your situation around, believing that but the doctor said it can't be, it won't, it can't, it's no cure for it. We've done all we can. Just prepare, you know, the funeral, prepare for the passing of your loved one, prepare the passing. And you know, but just stand and say, but God said it. Or when it seems like there's no way out, but God is a way maker. And then you walk in that, you know, when you're looking at your situation, you know, and feeling how you feel, and you're just saying, only God can do it. And then you get up and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to give it to you. I know it looks like this right now, but I know you can take me from out of this situation. I know you can step in and turn it around. And so just walk in expectation and praying the promises of God. Now you're praying prophetically because you're using the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know that God's word will not return to him void. It would accomplish all that he set out to accomplish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you repeat after me as we close out tonight, I am an heir of God, and co-heir with Christ. Because of this, I will live as a child who has the greatest inheritance that ever was. Eternal life with Christ Jesus, my Lord. I will no longer live as a slave, but as a free child of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we stand on your promises, a yes and amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that if we come to you, God, with all faith, believing and trusting you, God, that you will work a miracle in our life, oh God. For your word says that with man is impossible, But with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. So, Lord, we stand on it today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we come lifting up our family members and loved ones on tonight, oh, Lord, for you know what they need, Father God. Hallelujah. Better than they know themselves or what we could ever pray, oh, God. So, Lord, we ask for your help on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that you will help us and those in our family and those that we love and concerned about and those we petition and pray, oh, God. Lord, we come, oh, God, hallelujah, giving it all over to you, Lord God, and asking, oh, God, that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for the good of your children. And we just want to say thank you. We testify your goodness right now in the land of the living. And we thank you, Lord God, once again for all you have done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name, God, that we leave this line, but never your presence. Lord, we ask that we go from this line on tonight, oh, God, changed by your word. That we'll leave this line on tonight, oh, God, that we will apply what we have heard on tonight, oh, God, and that we will be doers of your word, oh, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will go out, oh, God, that we will witness and minister to others in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, use us, oh, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Let us receive right now fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh revelation, fresh strength, fresh manna in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are your children, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. And we decree and declare with all faith on tonight that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you. As we lay down to sleep on tonight, oh God, we ask that you send your ministering angels and warring angels, oh God, to minister to us, your angel of healing, your angel of deliverance, your angel, hallelujah, of blessing and favor, your angel of rebirth, amen. Your angel of knowledge and wisdom to minister to us on tonight, oh Lord. Your angel of restoration to restore us, oh Lord. Your warring angels around us, Jehovah Sabaoth, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world, hallelujah, that creep it at night. We rebuke and cast out every creeping spirit, every satanic and demonic spirit that would creep at night, that would interfere with our sleep, that would cause demonic dreams and nightmares. We rebuke and cast you out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by faith that all your works are destroyed. We rebuke and cast out our spirits of incubus and succubus and vampire spirits. Amen. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that you have given us a power that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. That you have given us, oh God, your word, the sword of the Spirit. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. We ask on tonight that you will speak to our hearts and those in our families we sleep on tonight. Let us receive sweet dreams and a peaceful sleep, O Lord. Let us receive on tonight, O God, as we sleep, restoration, healing, and deliverance, and we thank you, O Lord. Let your hedge of protection be around us, Father God. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection around us and those of our family, all that we love, O God, all that we're concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask that you bless every medication, vitamin, herb, and supplement that we may be taking, or those in our family may be taking to do the work that you intended for it to do. And Lord, we ask you to destroy and nullify any allergic reaction or adverse side effect or allergy of any medication, vitamin, herb, or supplement that we are taking or those in our family are taking in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare healing on this line. Amen. We bless your name, Father God. It is our heart's desire. It is our heart's desire, Lord God, to be used by you. We decree and declare that we have kingdom emotions, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you bless us with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Restore the home, restore prayer in the home, Father God. Restore prayer in the workplace, amen. Restore prayer in the schools, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author of our faith, oh Lord, help. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare by faith that all is well with us and our home. That all things are working together for the good of our life. And we thank you for, Lord. Because we love you and we're called according to your purpose. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you for, Lord, that we are blessed, hallelujah, hallelujah, beyond measure. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Amen. We're back here on Wednesday night. Bible study as we continue in this lesson, praying God's promises, understanding what those promises are in depth. Amen. According to Scripture. Hallelujah. And on Sunday at 10 a.m., as I stated earlier, I will be at Solid Rock Full Gospel Church, bringing the word forward here in Houston, Texas. If you're here in Houston, Texas, join us. We'll get that address out to you. I want to say it's 5701 Eastland, but that's a new location to add, so I just got to verify that. But if you're in Houston, give us a call so we can get that address to you so you can join us and fellowship with us in person. The number is 346-243-0980. Amen. So God bless you all. We look forward to seeing you all on Sunday, in Sunday service. In the meantime, God bless you. I have a blessed night in the Lord. Remember, the devil is defeated, Jesus is Lord, and you're already blessed. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me.